Brody Smith from the Crows here, and proud ambassador for Murray Bridge Toyota.
Boy, do I love these Crows!
It's time to catch up with one of my teammates. We're the
pride of South. Yes, it's Eddie Betts, and he's in the studio. Eddie, congratulations, 250 games. Jeez. I'm guessing when you started, you first came down to Carlton, you wouldn't have been thinking that you were going to get to 250.
No, good morning. Good afternoon, guys. But yeah, I wouldn't have thought that. I didn't even think I was going to play 50 games, to be honest. But yeah, it seems like time flies now. I can remember my first game just like that. We played against, I think it was North Melbourne at Etihad, and they lined me up on Glenn Archer, and he just got named Shinbone of the Century. So yeah, time flies.
Well, just on that, I happened to just look at your first game to see who were some of the people that you played with, and guess what? Two assistant coaches were in that same team, Campo and David T.
Yeah, and you could ask Campo. Like, I was sitting in the rooms, and when Dennis was speaking, this was before the game, and Dennis spoke, and there was all this stuff written on the board, and I was just like,
oh,
looking
boy.
On what's going on here for a young kid. I didn't even really know how to read and write at that stage because I didn't go to school, and I had everything up on the board, and I was like just pale as, and Dennis asked me a question, how are you feeling? And I was like, yeah, I'm okay. And all the boys started laughing. But, you know, once you got out there, you just had fun and enjoyed it.
So it was all natural and instinct to you. So you couldn't read or write back then? Seriously?
I could a little bit, but my first 3 years I did literacy and numeracy classes with Carlton.
Okay.
Because I told them I wasn't very good at it. And I needed to know, you know, what I was signing and all that, like contract-wise. And
yep.
And so I got that for the first 3 years. And
Eddie, you have come a long way. Have a look at you. I mean, you must be proud of it, 250 games. I mean, to think that you'd walk into an AFL club and you can't read or write. And now we look at you. You're this family man. I mean, I'm proud of you, Eddie. Your parents have come over here. I want to hug you, Eddie. No, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it's one of those things, you know. I just didn't really go to school. I wagged a lot. I skipped a lot. And then I shifted across to Melbourne when I was 15, and then we just went to TAFE. It was like a footy program that Phil Cracker owned, and we, you know, we did that. We did like kind of like schooling for the first from 9 to 12, and then footy training in the afternoon. But and so when I got drafted, I basically didn't know what I was signing, and lucky I had a great manager at that time and looked after me. And then you know, I said to the club, I can't really read or write, so they organised Tudor to come in to give me some literary and numeracy.
We just had a quick text, 1-999-1395. Eddie's got to give me the name of that TAFE because apparently I can't read or write either. Hey, I watched your highlight reel of the on the AFC website. It was every bit as good as Tony Modra's. Have you seen it? Have you seen your highlights, the marks, the kicks, the goals?
On the website now?
It's on the AFC website. No. Do yourself a favour. It's on the AFC website, Bix. It is just, I reckon I had about 10 staff in there with me over the top. Because I was screaming like I was calling every goal.
There's a few you should watch there. Hey, just going back a couple of steps. So you went to Carlton, and look, you were a great player at Carlton. Why, in the end, did you leave Carlton? Was it something you wanted to do, or was it something they didn't give you enough love? What was the real reason you came to Adelaide?
It was none of that. Like, I loved Carlton. I'm a life member there. I'm still close with a lot of people at the Carlton Football Club, you know, and it was tough to leave. Like, I went home and I cried for a day, the day that I've left Carlton. And you know, things went a little bit sour with the contract talks, and you know, they offered 2 years, and North Melbourne and Adelaide offered 4 years. And I said to Carlton, if they, you know, match a little bit what these guys are offering, I would stay. You know, just half the price. But, and then I thought about it. I came over to Adelaide Christmas. My dad was in ICU out in the hospital because his pancreas died, and he was, you know, in a bad way.
Yeah.
And I thought if I could, you know, come over to help my dad live longer, I would do so. And, you know, that played a big part in me moving across here to Adelaide as well. And plus the security with my family and, you know, the contract length.
We're going to thank your dad. How is he going, by the way?
He's doing fine now. That's good. He's great.
And you couldn't have believed that last three seasons that they've eclipsed anything you've done at Carlton in numbers wise in terms of your goals. 51 in your first season, 63 in your second. You've got 60 already this year. So it's been really productive for you.
Yeah, and no, it's been fantastic. And, you know, moving across here, and I thought it would take a while to embrace me, the fans to embrace me and the club as well. But, you know, from day one, you know, they were fantastic, especially with the players and the players' partners, you know, with my wife as well, because she moved across here, knew nobody. She left her job just to move across here for my job. So it was pretty hard on her, but the club's been been fantastic. The town's been fantastic, to be honest.
Oh, we've embraced you, Eddie. And why couldn't you have been here eight years earlier?
Having been there at the time as well, there was a little bit of trepidation because Adelaide trained a little bit harder and it was a big step up for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, when I rocked up, I heard that Adelaide was a hard running team, but until I got here, I didn't believe how hard they run. You know, all we did was just run. So, you know, that probably played a big part in why I'm, you know, playing some good footy at the moment, you know, because playing in a forward pocket, it's the hardest position to play on the ground. And if you're down there for that long, you don't get a touch of the ball, you know. You got to get up the ground, work hard and you know, get a few touches and then run back and get to the feet of the big guys. So it requires a lot of work rate and, you know, and that's what I've worked on over the preseason is my fitness.
Well done. How is the body? No talk of resting with you?
Nah, no resting. You know, I think there's a bye coming up before finals, so I think that's the time to, you know, have a little rest then.
And you're feeling 100%?
Feeling 100%, ready to go, so, yeah.
Just on that Fremantle game, I know the margin was 72, we called it here. It was a lot physicaler than what the margin suggested. They really got at you. I said the same thing to Richard Douglas, and he agreed. It was quite a physical game. Well, people are going, oh, it's soft, you won by 72. But you tell us, what did you think?
Yeah, it was, and that goes with the Brisbane game as well. It was quite physical the week beforehand, and I guess, you know, we went out there to play our way. I mean, everyone played a role, and we just had to put the foot down and, you know, get a good start, and that's what we did, and then we just didn't stop from there.
What's driving this playing group, Eddie? You know, we hear process, there's a bit of hunger there, but what's really driving this playing group? You just, for this year, seem to be, I don't know, tighter, I don't know what it is, gelling?
I think...
You put your finger on it?
The environment that we made at the club this year, and that comes with winning, you know, it's just enjoyable to be around all the boys, everyone's upbeat, and even when we lose, we don't change, you know, the enjoyment around the club. Yeah. You know, and everyone's a lot tighter, and yeah, it's just fantastic to be around boys that want to go into training and want to be around each other, which is fantastic.
How much of it is a little bit, even if it's in the back stools, to honour what Phil Walsh started? Do you think there's a bit of that in it?
Yeah, it is, and that's I mean, what brought us a lot closer as well from then. So, and we got to sit out and win every game. So, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yep. Great continuity amongst the front six or seven. You know, most of the guys have played every game. You're going to eclipse all the records, become the highest scoring Crows forward line in their history. There's a lot of love between the players, love sharing the ball around. There's, and once again, genuine enjoyment and excitement every time you go out there.
Yeah, and that's what's great about our forward line. When someone's in a better position, we hand it off, and when someone lays a great tackle, we get around them and we're excited for them because they laid a great tackle and we're excited to hand pass the ball off, you know. And, well, yeah, we just love what each other brings, and we know how each other plays now because this is the first time this year, my 3 years at the club, that we've all played, you know, a full season together. Mm. So we're gelling, you know, really well. We know each other's game. So, yeah, we're enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. We'll see how we go.
You might have a rival for goal of the year, Eddie. Jake the Snake Leaver's two pups. Wasn't bad for a defender, was it?
Yeah, well, he keeps telling me about it, actually. I put something on Instagram.
I saw that this morning. He's a little bit smug, wasn't he?
Yeah, Snake just teaching me how to kick a snake. told me, he said, Ed, come watch this goal. I think you reckon it's goal of the year? And I said, yeah, maybe, mate. We'll see how we go.
Good luck with that.
Even a blind squirrel trips over a nut every now and then. He's done one. You've done about eight, so he's got a few to go yet. Hey, in terms of, you mentioned, I heard you with Will and Pembo on the breakfast the other day and talking about Brisbane and how they targeted you and every player was coming up and banging in and you're having a conversation with Big Source Merritt. That is something that you have to deal with pretty much every time you go out there. You know, the Hawks really targeted you a couple of times, and I think teams looked at that and said, well, it worked for Hawthorn. How do you combat that? Because you're only a little guy. Does that get under your skin at all?
Not really. Like I said, you got to find different ways to get around it. And, you know, some teams are like that and some teams are not. So you've got to expect, you know, that physical contact. Mm. And, you know, with teams like Hawthorn, you know, Brisbane, teams like that, they come out and try to do that. So I've got to work around Tex and JJ, get up the ground and find other ways to lose my opponent, which David Teague, our forward line coach, has given me the license to go up, get into the midfield stoppage, get through, lose them on the way back. And, you know, if they're, you know, being that physical, would you run past the guys with JJ, Tex, and, you know, they'll help you out a bit.
Just give them a whistle or a signal.
Yeah, we got a little signal. Tex has got a little signal. When he says it, I said, all right, I'll run past you. And then
he steps in between.
Nice.
How disciplined do you have to be not to whack him back?
Oh, well, it's funny you say that because I was playing on Zach Tui, you know, my first game back, and because I'm close with Zach, he said I hated it when you didn't hit me back. It just frustrates me because he kept hitting me, he kept hitting me, and I didn't whack him back, and I just was my usual self and was happy and just playing footy, and he got really angry because I didn't hit him back, and so I don't know. I just like I don't buy into it. I just like to just to play footy, get out there and enjoy playing footy, and.
How could anybody hit Eddie Betts? I mean,
that's funny because
that is exactly that point. Bitch. How could anybody hit our Eddie?
I said to Ty Vickery at the start of the year, he started hitting me, and I'm like, come on, Ty.
Come on, mate.
I weigh 60 kilos. You're 100. Leave me alone. And he said to me, sorry, Ed. I can't. You're too lovable to hate.
So the only bloke that really can have a crack at you is Caleb Daniel. He's the only bloke that's probably him and Boomer Harvey.
Yeah, him and Boomer Harvey.
Hey, Tex reckons the team can still improve. Where?
Just our fundamentals, you know, our board take around stoppages, our leading patterns, and we've just got to work on our defense, our support. Yeah. So we've always got ways to improve, and that's a good thing.